What do you need, 2 grains of it? Well, it's enough to have even 1 grain. What's psul according to Rav Shimon is only half of a grain. But up until 1 grain is still kosher. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned that ha-koinets u-levoyne shechosa kol shu psula. Says, mashmi, you have to have a whole kemitza of the levoyne. If you missed part of the kemitza, it's possible. So Rashi says, kundunali d'arabo Rav Shimon. So I suppose some have to get that gears to talk of Shimonayna. So even if not that gears, so Rashi also says, kundunali, we're talking about according to Rav Shimon. That the Rav Shimon says here, koinets u-levoyne shechosa kol shu psula. Someone says, no, turn it around like this. Kurit levoyne shechos sakol shu psula. That if 1 grain of this levoyne is missing something, then it becomes psula. But as long as you have a whole grain of the levoyne in economy, according to Rav Shimon, it's still kosher. The boy said, another test could be, kan be levoyne habo min amincho, kan be levoyne habo b'fnei yatsmo. It depends if it comes with the mincho, or it comes by itself. Rashi says, levoyne habo im amincho, in chosra b'shas haktorah k'sheru Rav Shimon. Yav l'kamei, kol alavoyne asher ala mincho. Bad at only chosra kol shibsula b'levoyne habo b'fnei yatsmo. Ve'ne merei alai levoyne. Then yavim only kum to levoyne al mizbeach. If you only bring a levoyne, could be you have to have a whole kmitza full of it. But if you bring it as part of the mincha, then it's enough as long as there's 1 karat of the levoyne. The other Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Gimel machlokes bedavar. So there's a three-way machlokes over here. Rabbi Meir Savar, Kaimetz betchila, the Kaimetz besayf. Rabbi Meir, you have to have a whole Kaimetz of levoyne at the beginning, and the whole Kaimetz of levoyne at the end. So Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, that stamas nisan, it's only chisel of anasa tzula. So according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have a kaimetz betchila, means b'shas kemitza, binin she'e b'kli mole kaimetz levoyna. Ovahai kula moida de metchila boy kaimetz. Everybody holds the beginning. You have to have a whole kemitza full of levoyna in the kli. And the kaimetz besoif means, Rashi says, b'shas haktaros levoyna. Shletech, so you have to burn the whole kemitza worth of levoyna. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Again, the Rabbi Meir sova kaimetz betchila bo kaimetz besoif. If you just saw our kaimetz betchila true at the beginning, when you first put it into the mincha, you have to have a whole handful of the levoina. Or shnei kurtim b'seif, at the end, the shastak Torah, you have to at least have 2 grains left over of the levoina. If Shimon saw our kaimetz betchila at the beginning, b'shas, you first put the levoina on the mincha, you have to have a whole handful. But the kurit echad b'seif, it's enough at the end, at least if you burn 1 kurit, 1 grain, still it's kosher. So now the Gemara says, "Ushlosh to mikrechadosh." All 3 of them are from the same pasuk. V'yes kol halavoyno, asher ala mincha. All lavoyno that's on top of the mincha you have to burn. Remeis savad yisal lavoyno the ikva v'hadi mincha mikora. That you have to have this whole lavoyno at the beginning and at the end the same lavoyno, the same kemitza that you had at the beginning. That's what you have to have now at the end. B'shas haktor b'shas you're burning it. If you just saw that koil means afilu chad kurit. Would have just said the word koil means even one kurit would be enough. S is the rabbis kurit acha, you have to have at least 2. The bishas burning, you have to have 2 kernels. Reb Shimon, S ledosh, you don't ask the word S. Say for koil means even 1. The eskol halavoyna means even 1 kurit left over, that's enough. And Rashi says, v'choil mashmulei koldu. Says the word v'chol doesn't mean everything, it means even a koldu, even the smallest amount, even with 1 kernel, it's enough. If v'shas burning it, you have 1 kernel of levoyne, the frankincense left over, that's enough. Now the Yom Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef, Om Reb Yechnon, Machloikis, the levoyne habol ala ima mincha. The old Machloikis says when you bring levoyne, part of a mincha. Avo be levoyne habol b'fnei yatsmo. Somebody wants to be makriv. Just a mincha b'levoyne, just levoyne itself. And then divrei hatorah, everybody holds kaimetz betchila b'kaimetz b'seif. You have to have a whole one handful at the beginning and a handful b'shas tektor. You have both times. You have to have a kemitza. And the Gemara says, what's this svara? That lahoch yitzroch asher al hamincha. Therefore, the pasuk has to say asher al hamincha means to teach us that the bahadi mincha in. When do we say it's enough to have V.S. Kol HaLavoyna, to have Kol HaKoldu, any part of the Lavoyna left over B'Shas HaKtora. When is it good? Only Asher Ala Mincha, if it's part of the Mincha. If this Lavoyna is part of the Mincha. But Bifneyat Smoloi, but when the Lavoyna comes by itself, then it's not enough to have a Koldu, but then you have to have the Okimitza left over. Now, the Yom Rav Yitzhak, Rav Yosef, Rav Yechnon, Machloikis, B'Lavoyna, Aboy Mela Mincha, I will have the levain above the bezichin, the levain that comes with the lechem upon him on every Shabbos and the two bezichin. Everybody holds shnei kamotzim betchila or shnei kamotzim basayif. That you have to have like two cupfuls. Each one has to have a handful. You have to have two kmitzas at the beginning and two kmitzas at the end. Rasatzita, of course, like why not? Rashi dolekziv bekoil l'shtar mikol. The other said the word koil. As you mash me even a kol shoe. How about you have to have two kemitzas here? You need two bezichim. Where it says no, mad the same. What does that say? Kivun the bahadi lechem asio. Since the bezichim come with the lechem upon him, kasher ala mincha dami is considered like the vein is coming as part of the mincha. There would be enough at the end, even a kerut of it. Chamash molan that here now considered the bezichim come by itself. Well, he doesn't say mincha the kerum. Therefore, you have to have two complete kemitzas. Bishas the burning of the bezichin. Mora says pligi bo ravami rav yitzchak nafkas machlokes. Chadom one says machlokes b'levoina abom ema mincha. We just said avo b'levoina abom b'vniyatzmo divriyako kamitz v'chilu kamitz v'sevel. We just said the levoina comes by itself. A minchas want to be menadev to bring the kmitza. B'levoina by itself havadi you have to have the kmitza at the beginning and the kmitza bishas the aktara. But the chadom one says no. Kamachloikis the zoo, kachmachloikis the zoo. The same Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda argue by a levaina that comes with the mincha. That's enough to have left over either two kurutim or one kurut. He says even when you bring a mincha of levaina by itself, the same thing also. It's enough at the end, but you have to burn even one kurut or two kurutim. Now it says chisa levaina psula. Mishnah says you're missing some part of levaina psula. So the ikin so yitzak shera mashav you have more than you need. Then that's Ksheira. I have a time in another place we learned, Yitav Sulav, you have more than you need to act as possible. Soma Rami Bachoma, could go in Shehifrish law, Shnei Kamotzim. That if you mafrish two Kamotzim, that's when it's possible. The kids are between one and two, it's still kosher. But once you have two Kamitzim, then it's possible. Soma Rami Bachoma, Hifrish law, Shnei Kamotzim. Let's give you mafrish two Kamotzim of Levoina. The Yovad Echemim, and you lost one of them. Koidim Kemitza, before you made the Kemitza, Loyukfa, it's not Kaveya, and therefore it's still kosher. Now since you lost it before you took off, made the Kemitza of it, so therefore the Mincha is still kosher. But Acha Kemitza Hukfa, after the Kemitza, and the Tukfa Rashi says, Veviki Yisupsula, but once you made the Kemitza, that's called Kaveya, and now this Mincha has two Kemotzim of Lavoino, it would talk about Psula. The Yom Rami Bachoma, Hifresh Arba Kamotzim L'Shnei Bezichim. He set aside four Kamotzim for the two Bezichim and Lechem upon him. And that's more, you only need one Kemitza for each one. He set aside two. The Yovdu Shnayim, he lost two of them, so it depends. Koidim Silik Bezichim, before you took the Bezichim off the Shulchan, Lehukva, it wasn't Kaveya, like the Kemitza is done, the Shasta Silik of the Bezichim, so the Shasta Silik, you only have two Kamotzim, it's kosher. But Liyachas the lesson, when Shas took off the Silik Bezichim, you had like a four. So then Hukfa, it's Kaveh, and it's Possel. For the Gemara, Sul, what do you have to have in the second case? For Pshita, and Racha, the same as the first case, where the Psul, it's only if after the Kemitza. But if it got lost before the Kemitza, it's Ksheva. So Mara says, Mal, the same, I would have thought to say, Kivan, the Bor, Kermitz, today. By the Bezichim, since you have exactly, you know which part is going to be the Kemitza. Is Kivan Shigiyas Manila Porko Commander Pork Dummy? As soon as it comes the seventh hour of Shabbos, then now it's this month to take off the Bezichim. Even though you didn't take it off yet, is Kaman the Kamatz Dummy, and for right then it should be called Kaveya. That you have now four Kamatzim of Levoina, too much. It should be possible. That's the Kamashmua now, that as long as you did not take off the Bezichim yet, it's not Kaveya. And therefore, since it's not Kaveya, if two Kamatzim got lost, before you took off the bzichim, so it comes out b'shash you do the silikam bzichim, b'shash you do like the kemitza here. It only has two kemotzim and two bzichim left over. That's okay. Like we said before, the klal is
when is the psul of Yitur Levoida? Only if Ishas Kemitzis HaMincha, you still have two kemotzim's worth of Levoida there, that's like a psul. But before you made the Kemitza, it got lost, and you don't have now an extra Kemitza of Levoida, you did not have two handfuls of the Levoida there, then the Maisa the Mincha would be kosher. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoy Mitzis HaMincha, the Koy makes the Kemitza of a Mincha, Lechol Shira Bachutz, and he has the mind of a Shas Kemitza to eat the leftover of the Mincha outside the Azara, or a Kizayis from Shiora Bachutz, or else even the Kizayis of it Bachutz. That's a Psul Machshava. Or else Lahakta Kumtza Bachutz, he has a mind to burn the Kemitza outside the Azara, or a Kizayis Mikumtza Bachutz, even on a Kizayis of it, or Lahakta Levoina Bachutz, he has a mind to burn the Levoina Bachutz. It's possible via the chorus. This is like a mashav, machshava, chutz from koimloi by kodshim, that it's possible via the chorus. The kids said, you have a machshava to do something in the wrong place, something you're supposed to eat or something you're supposed to burn. Slamaisa by the mincha, the shirai, the leftover of the kind of meat, and the kemitza and the levain is burnt. So you have a machshava to do it in the wrong place, that's possible via the chorus. What's going to be if you have a mind, lechlesh yorol amochi, you have a mind to eat the leftover of the mincha tomorrow? That's the machshava's pigle ready. Or a kizayis mishiyor lamach, or a kizayis of the leftover mincha tomorrow. Whereas la'akta kumsa lamach, you have a mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow. Or a kizayis mikumsa lamach, a kizayis of the kemitza tomorrow. Or a la'akta levainos lamach, you have a mind to burn the levainu tomorrow. Is tigul v'chayav malav chorus. This is a cloud of tigul, and for that you chayav chorus. Just like the kochim is a machshava chuslam koimai, and chuslas manai, and chuslas manai makes tigul you chayav chorus. The same thing by Mincha also. The Shasta Kemitza, if you have this in mind, you can make a psul tigle. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape, then we'll turn over. We'll continue on the other side.